cancer. We fight for our marriages, we fight for our children, and in doing so, we help. Perhaps we have defined this word too narrowly because a part of us grasps what it truly means. Deep inside, we have sensed our full calling, and it frightens us. So we define, and let it be defined for us, that helping is quiet and safe. And sometimes it is. It has been said that humility is strength under control. So at times we do help in the ways servants do, not because we must, but because our hearts love deeply enough to put the needs of others before our own. This is a beautiful part of being a woman. But other times, perhaps, we hold back our help because it would mean stepping out of our comfort zones and getting messy, dirty, and involved. We know it would take all of our strength. We might get wounded in the process, and people could misunderstand. Yet it remains that we are helpers, created and called by the one who is our help. So we must look to him for the complete picture of what that word means. God's heart is the place where woman began, and though we may look elsewhere, it is still the place where we, as women, find who we are in the end. The world needs you as a woman to do what only you can do, to love the way only you can love, to offer what you have to share. Believe me, sister, it's beautiful and worth much more than you can even imagine. Why we hold back. If we have so much to offer, why is it so hard to open ourselves up? What keeps us from fully giving ourselves in relationships? After connecting with thousands of women, I've discovered several common reasons, all of which I can personally relate to as well. We're afraid we won't be loved. I pull jeans from my closet and hold them up to the light. I'm about to fold them neatly into my suitcase when I notice the rough cuffs. I grab scissors and snip at loose ends. They only fray more. I tug and pull. Did I mention these are my good jeans? I sigh and lean back against the wall. And as I do, I realize my jeans aren't the only thing with frayed edges. My heart has them too. I shouldn't be afraid of this trip. I'm looking forward to seeing old friends and making new ones, to learning and time with Jesus. And yet, confession coming, a part of me still feels insecure. Fear pulls at the edges of my heart. My jeans are frayed, and I'm afraid. Neither of us seems quite good enough at the moment. And as I stand there, jeans still in hand, a change begins to happen. It seems Jesus lays his hands on those frayed edges, those places I wish were different, and he stitches them up.